The rail belt is facing a major energy crunch. The region needs to find a replacement for Cook Inlet natural gas, which is used to generate most power from Homer to Fairbanks. One study suggests over the long terms, the cheapest option is to ramp up renewable energy. Alaska Public Media's Kavitha George reports on what is possible.
In 2022, Cook Inlet's largest natural gas producer, Hilcorp, announced it could not guarantee a gas supply to the rail belt beyond the next few years. Philip White is an energy historian at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He says it's not that Cook Inlet is out of natural gas, but it's become too expensive to produce locally.
We are a small market, and it is not worth it for many oil and gas companies to come into the Cook Inlet, a mature basin where most of the gas has already been removed, to try to encourage more production.
That's a problem for communities on the rail belt. Two-thirds of the region's electricity is currently generated from Cook Inlet natural gas. So electric utilities are scrambling to come up with new energy sources. One option is to ship in liquefied natural gas on tankers from Canada. But importing natural gas is expensive and prices are unpredictable. A recent study from the National Renewable Energy Laboratory says longer term, the cheaper option is to aggressively build out renewable energy sources like solar and wind farms. Paul Denholm is an energy analyst who authored the study. He says Alaska will likely have to import some amount of natural gas no matter what, but
by building quite a bit of wind and solar energy, we can dramatically reduce the amount of that costly natural gas burned, and we can reduce the price of electricity, or at least really keep it from rising as much.
That would also be more in line with global climate targets, which require transitioning away from fossil fuels. Natural gas is a major contributor to climate change. But how quickly could Alaska really build out a ton of renewables? Currently, about 15% of rail belt electricity comes from renewable sources, mostly hydropower. The study found in the most affordable scenario, renewables would grow to provide more than 3/4 of electricity generation by 2040. Denholm says that would require building major new wind and solar farms along with battery storage. In this scenario, for example, wind power would go from providing just 2% of rail belt electricity today to more than half within 15 years. That's a lot of infrastructure to build in a short period of time.
One challenge, of course, is that there's relatively little historic development of wind and solar. You don't have lots of different developers in the area kind of ready to bring in the trucks and the cranes and all that. So there would be a challenge of getting that infrastructure in place to avoid all of that natural gas.
Chugach Electric Association is the largest of 5 electric utilities serving the rail belt. CEO Arthur Miller says he hasn't reviewed the NREL study in detail. He says the utility is pursuing major wind and solar projects, but renewables introduce their own complications.
I think renewables and clean energy technologies in general are absolutely essential as we move forward. I think the big challenge, or a big challenge in the rail belt, is the integration of those renewables into the generation mix.
Wind and solar are variable resources. That's different from traditional options like natural gas or hydropower, which utilities can turn on and off as needed. Basically, the more wind or solar you have on the grid, the more flexible and connected the grid needs to be. White, the UAF energy historian, says this transformation is possible, but it will require major changes in how utilities do business. The biggest hurdle, he says, is establishing better coordination between the 5 utilities. Utilities would also have to build a lot of big projects really quickly, and they'd likely have to cooperate with private wind and solar developers to reach targets in time.
Utilities are not used to running the grid this way, so it's going to take a cultural change. It's going to take innovation in order to get there.
Lawmakers are currently considering a proposal that would require utilities to ramp up renewables more quickly, but it's unclear whether it will pass. In the shorter term, Chugach is considering the expensive option of importing natural gas from Canada and looking for ways to keep Cook Inlet natural gas flowing. everyone agrees, as utilities figure out the energy transition, Alaskans are likely to be in for at least a few years of high electric bills. But White says he remains hopeful that the state will figure it out.
We have built big things in the past. I know we can do so again in the future. And it's just really a question of social and political will.
Because the technology, White says, already exists. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Kavitha George.